From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Despite opposition from Tea Party-backed lawmakers, a massive bipartisan omnibus spending bill easily won approval today in the Senate. As NPR's David Wellman explains, the $1.1 trillion measure sped through both chambers of Congress, ensuring continued funding for the federal government through September.
All 26 votes against the omnibus came from Senate Republicans. Richard Shelby, the Appropriations Committee's top Republican, was among the 72 senators from both parties voting for the measure.
It's certainly far better than the alternative, which would be another confrontation, another government shutdown, and another giant step further away from establishing some sense of regular order.
The Appropriation Panel's Democratic Chairwoman, Barbara Mikulski, acknowledged the funding comes 3.5 months into the fiscal year.
We're a little late, but we have gotten the job done.
It's the first time in years Congress has actually enacted new spending instructions for the entire federal government. David Wellman, NPR News, the Capitol.
California authorities are saying the progress of a wildfire that has been burning in the foothills northeast of Los Angeles today appears to have halted, lessening the threat to surrounding areas, at least for now. The fast-moving fire has already destroyed a number of structures, including 5 homes. It resulted in upwards of 2,000 evacuations. Steve Gray and fiancé Roxanne Lopez had a few anxious moments as the fire moved close to their home.
The scariest moment was about 5 minutes ago when the fire was about 100 feet from the house. Now a couple of the choppers came by and dropped quite a bit of water, so it's looking better. We see white smoke, so that's a positive sign.
Upwards of 700 firefighters are battling the wildfire in Southern California's San Gabriel Mountains. Some community banks are breathing a sigh of relief. Regulators this week relaxed a portion of the Volcker rule, which prohibits banks from making a certain kind of risky investment. NPR's Zoe Chase has more.
The big banks are the ones who tanked the economy, say the community banks. So why are we getting in so much trouble over new rules designed to keep taxpayers from bailing them out? Footnote 1861 of the Volcker Rule prohibited this one kind of investment that was popular with smaller banks. The banks who say we were too little to bring down the economy during the financial crisis, selling off this one investment could be a big hit to our annual income. They sued, regulators backed off, said, fine, you can hold on to this investment for now. The new rules that govern the banks continue to change. They're already over 6,000 pages. Zoe Chase, NPR News.
Fewer people were filing first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week. Labor Department reports first-time jobless claims fell by 2,000 to a seasonally adjusted 326,000. A mixed close on Wall Street today. The Dow was down 64 points to end the session at 16,417. The NASDAQ gained 3 points. The S&P 500 lost 2 points. You're listening to NPR. One person is dead, 2 others are injured today during a hard landing involving an Army helicopter at an airfield in Savannah, Georgia. According to a military spokesman, those on the chopper were part of an elite Army unit, which was returning from a training mission. The MH-60 Black Hawk apparently hit hard on an area near the rear of the airstrip. Officials say the crew were members of the 160th Special Operations Aviation Regiment, also known as the Night Stalkers. Uganda has announced its troops are fighting alongside loyalist soldiers in South Sudan, which is battling rebels from a rival faction. NPR's Ophebe Kostarkin reports the news comes as little surprise, since Uganda's president has made it clear he opposes the rebel leader.
Initially, Uganda said it sent troops across the border into South Sudan to help evacuate Ugandan nationals. At the time, President Yoweri Museveni publicly criticized the South Sudanese rebel leader Riek Machar, threatening that the region would hunt him down if he failed to agree to a ceasefire with President Salva Kiir. That prompted questions about Uganda's role as an honest broker in the South Sudan conflict, which erupted in deadly clashes last month. The involvement of a foreign army could escalate what began as a power struggle between South Sudan's president and his fugitive erstwhile deputy, who's now commanding the rebel forces. Regional leaders have set up checkered peace talks to try to end the fighting. Ophebe Akwistarton, NPR News, Accra.
United Airlines says it will furlough 685 flight attendants after the company says it did not get enough people to take a voluntary buyout. The buyout was offered after United, which merged with Continental in 2010, said it needed to cut annual expenses by around $2 billion. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.